Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Thursday, April 4th. It is time to get caught up with disc golf news and growth in 10 minutes. Thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends. That's how we grow. Today we release the United Rankings of Disc Golf. Stay tuned. You may be surprised. Our number one news story today, Smashbox's 500th. Congratulations to Terry Miller and Johnny V. 500 is a big number, especially when each podcast is over 3 days long. I was on Smashbox last night. Thank you, guys. And one thing that was announced on the show is that there will be a triple Mando on hole one at Maple Hill. It's actually already in. Picture in the Smashbox podcast link, which is in the show notes. And if you are playing Diamond or Gold starting next week, it will be in play. There are three primary reasons that the Triple Mando was put up. It will present a better challenge, it is aesthetically pleasing, and it will provide more space for spectators. It also sets a standard for premier courses for any Triple Mandos that are constructed. Make it look nice, make it easy to tell if you made it, and make it improve the hole. On hole one, specifically at Maple Hill, this was needed because the woods on either sides of the gap going into the peninsula green are being thinned out, and it was too easy to poke a disc through and avoid the intended gap. Great information. Probably the best interview Smashbox has ever done. I highly recommend you go watch it. Our number two news story today, Frisbee Golf Media. Frisbee Golf Media is now the official press agency of PDGA Europe in Finland. The agreement includes the websites frisbeegolfmedia.fi, which is their news agency, frisbeegolfradat.fi, which is a directory of the courses in Finland, and the new Frisbee Golf Media YouTube channel. The company will bring PDGA Europe's activities in Finnish to the huge base of players and fans in Finland in a, quote, dynamic yet rigorous way. The goal, and I don't know exactly what that's a gobbledygook of words. The goal, in addition to supporting European disc golf content creators, is to emphasize the results of European players in international tournaments and to show Finnish disc golf fans the tangible results that their PDGA membership produces. Yes. I love announcements like this. The short version for me, more talented people are working to grow the sport. Our number three news story, a PDGA rating tool. I saw this on Reddit. According to Bad General, there's actually a decent solution, and I thought I'd share the good news. A buddy introduced me to this months ago, and I found it to be pretty accurate and absolutely love it. On Google Chrome, there's an extension called PDGA Rating Tools that was created by a pro player who's super knowledgeable about the PDGA rating system, how the PDGA rating system works. After downloading the extension, go to your official PDGA page. Click on Ratings Detail, and on the right side, you'll see the ad. I'm not going to bother with all the how-tos. But anyway, if you're interested in plugging in rounds that haven't been officially rated yet and have not officially affected your ratings, this is a way to do it. Link in the show notes, and it sounds like you can also just use Chrome and search for PDGA rating tools in the extensions. Pretty cool. Another great sign that disc golf is growing. We have our own PDGA rating tool Chrome extension. Goodness. Our number three news story of the day, college disc golf. College Nationals is this week. They've actually started playing already. Link in the show notes to follow along. The top women's teams, Emporia State, Clemson, and Liberty. The top men's teams, NC Charlotte, Emporia State, and Liberty. It'll be interesting to see if Emporia State or Liberty can pull off the exacta. Anyway, my guess is that there's not enough real data to support these rankings, and you can feel comfortable expecting a significant upset in college nationals. Time will tell. Our number four news story, PDGA approved discs. Clash Discs has newly approved discs. The Guava looks like a slow mid. The Almond and the Barley look like putt and approach discs, and the Millet, which looks like a fairway driver. And then Finuline, F-I-N-U-L-I-N-E, has gotten their first disc PDG approved. It is called the Line Tamer. It looks like a poorly 3D printed mid-range. Stay tuned for Finuline. You heard it here first. We will see if it matters that you did so. Anyway, regarding Clash discs, love the naming style. Look for announcements coming from these companies. And our final news story of the day, water cooler stats. With the win at Texas State's, Anthony Barella is back to number one in the Pro Tour World standings. However, we'll see where he is in the United Disc Golf rankings. Barella has been top three in points all season. Barella has been top 10 in points since 2023 OTB Open, 23 straight weeks. Only Gannon Burr has a longer top 10 in point streak in the MPO division, which is 29 weeks. Now it's time for some United rankings. Let's see who's really number one. All right, United rankings of disc golf time. We combine my ranking system, StatMando's ranking system, the PDGA's ranking system, PDGA's ratings, and power rankings. We put them all together to come up with the number one player in the world on the men's and the women's side. On the men's side, we have a tie at the top. Calvin with 75 points, Gannon with 75 points. Ricky and Anthony Barella are tied for third in the United rankings of disc golf at 20 points. The biggest gains, actually, before we do that, I'd love to point out Anthony Barella in the five systems is ranked fifth in my rankings, sixth in StatMando's rankings, first in the power rankings, which totally makes sense winning two of the last four events, 13th in the PDGA ratings, which really do need to be updated more often, and 11th in the PDGA rankings. So, pretty mixed bag from 1st to 13th. It's nice that he gets some kudos and actually moves into 3rd in the United rankings of disc golf. The biggest gains among the top 20 players in my ranking system, Adam Hammes moves up 5 spots to 13th, Anthony Barella moves up 4 spots to 5th, and Matt Oram moves up 3 spots to 7th. The biggest losers in the top 20, Joey Buckets Anderson fell 3 spots down to 18th, Nicholas Antola fell 6 spots to 11th, and Eagle McMahon fell 7 spots to 15th, but that's obviously just because he's not playing and he's losing event points. Eagle McMahon will be making his 2024 debut, apparently, at the Music City Open. Just for fun, I'm going to tell you who gained the most spots overall, and it's Chris Harris. He moved up 74 spots to 132nd. Congratulations, Chris. And on the women's side, last week, Owen Scoggins edged out Kristen by the smallest of margins, and it was, in fact, such a small margin that Kristen's second versus Owen's third was enough to reverse it back. Kristen is now ranked number one in the United rankings of disc golf with 90 points. Owen Scoggins has 85, and Missy Gannon has 40. Honorable mention to Evelina, who has 10. The biggest movers and shakers in the top 20 in women's disc golf, Anniken Sten gains 8 points. No, she doesn't. Anniken Sten gains 8 positions, moving up to 18th. She's now ranked 18th in the world. Lucky Lawrenson gains 3 positions and is now ranked 14th. And Sarah Hokum gains 1 spot and is now ranked 17th. Biggest mover and shaker overall, Katarina Stottesen-Bjorkus moved up 19 spots. She's ranked 56th in the world. Congratulations to everybody. That does it for us today at Disc Golf Daily. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.